Hello, everyone. This is Audrey Collin, and you are listening to episode 2 of Forceful Talks. Today, I'm going to be talking about the evolution of Darth Vader and also tackle myths about his character throughout the original trilogy. In episode 4, Darth Vader was intended to be a minor character. This intimidating, one-dimensional villain had a big impact on the story, but George Lucas never thought he would continue into the trilogy. If he did continue on, he would just be a supportive character and not a main character. So, contrary to what many fans believe, George Lucas had not planned on eventually revealing this character as Luke Skywalker's father. But wow, fans loved Darth Vader. George Lucas listened to the fans and decided to make this character into an integral part of the plot. Early versions of the Episode 5 script featured two completely different characters named Father Skywalker and Lord Vader. Each of these characters interacted but generally had contrasting character arcs. Some difficulties with the script gave Lucas the idea to merge these characters. However, when the two characters of Father Skywalker and Darth Vader were merged, it made it difficult for George Lucas to make a convincing argument on why Father Skywalker had been seduced to the dark side and why he became Darth Vader. How could a one-dimensional character have such a rich character arc? This was not typical of supportive characters, and in order to flesh out all the details of Darth Vader's story, George Lucas needed to give him more screen time. This caused a chain reaction of changes to the story, and even characters like Palpatine, Darth Vader's evil Sith master, needed some adjustment. Palpatine, a character who would begin in the prequel trilogy as a senator, manipulated the political system and eventually became Supreme Chancellor. This resulted in the transformation of the Republic to the Empire, and Palpatine declared himself Emperor of the Galaxy, revealing his true identity as Darth Sidious, a Dark Lord of the Sith. The timeline and development of the character of Palpatine was a result of the decision to merge the characters of Darth Vader and Father Skywalker. Because Palpatine was initially just a corrupt politician, it didn't really make sense that Darth Vader would have transitioned into being one of his henchmen. Since Darth Vader was such a powerful Jedi, it was not convincing that some charismatic senator persuaded Father Skywalker to commit such evil acts. The best explanation would be that Palpatine had to be a Sith Lord. It didn't make sense for it to be any other way. I have to be careful not to get too ahead of myself right now, though, because we are still just talking about the original trilogy. The story of Darth Sidious would not get much explanation until the prequel trilogy, which began 23 years after Episode 4 was released. However, all of this thought really helped George Lucas develop the trajectory of the character of Darth Vader into the finale of the original saga. So when answering the question about whether or not George Lucas had plans for movies after Episode 4, it's kind of complicated. He did have plans. He had an idea of the character's previous experiences and where their character would arc. This makes sense because ultimately, that is how you create a good, convincing character. You need to think about where that character came from and where they go. In an interview with Bill Moyers on the mythology of Star Wars, George Lucas reflected on some important aspects of script writing. He talked about how when developing a story of a character, species, or new idea, he had to think about details beyond what would be shown on film. In reference to the underwater world in Episode 1, George Lucas explained the importance of knowing, understanding, and remaining consistent with details. He said, quote, "How do these bubbles exist under there? Where do they come from? What do they use for energy? The whole culture had to be designed. What do they believe in? How do they operate? What are the economics of the culture? Most of it doesn't even appear in the movie, but you have to have thought it through. Otherwise, something always rings very untrue or phony about what it is that's going on. And one of the things I struggle for is to create a kind of immaculate realism in a totally unreal and fantasy world. It's a science that I can make up. But once I make up a rule, then I have to live with it." End quote. This quote by George Lucas helps me as a fan understand why and how the Star Wars universe is so complex. In order to achieve this effect with Darth Vader, he needed to set up the politics. How did a Sith Lord get into a political position? And why did he keep that position for so long? Why did he remain so powerful? Who even are the Jedi? How many of them are there? Where are they? These are really important questions for George Lucas to answer. And because he put so much thought and detail into the script, Fans were fascinated by this immaculate realism, as George Lucas put it. In the episode 4 script, when Luke Skywalker was talking about his father with Obi-Wan Kenobi, he says, quote, "No, my father didn't fight in the wars. He was a navigator on a spice freighter," end quote. Or when the rebels were coming up with a plan to destroy the Death Star, and the precision required made some rebel pilots believe that the task may be impossible, even for a computer. Luke said, quote, "It's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16 back home. They're not much bigger than 2 meters," end quote. Or one of my favorite lines by Luke, quote, "But I was gonna go to Tashi's station and pick up some power converters," end quote, which he said after his Uncle Owen asked him to clean the new droids they bought. Things like spice freighters, womp rats, Tashi's station, and T-16s aren't ever really explained. But the purpose of these lines is to allow fans to use their imagination. These minor details make the Star Wars universe seem even bigger than we expect. This, to me, is what makes Star Wars so wonderful and unique. Even though we don't see the rest of the universe, we know it's there. I think this is also one of the many reasons why Star Wars fans develop so many theories about the trilogy. There aren't any other fan followings of other movies like the one of Star Wars. So, all in all, of course, yes, George Lucas had thoughts about where these characters would go and where they came from. But that doesn't necessarily mean that he thought the Star Wars story would continue. He just understood that in order to create a convincing story with compelling characters, he needed to think beyond what would show up on the screen. And when he thought about potential of growing his story, he was like, well, even if I do create the story, they're just going to be books, low-budget films, or maybe just some fun hobby that I do. They're not going to turn into movies that have such a huge budget. And I think that this made George Lucas feel invincible in his script writing. Of course, in a good way. He didn't have to think about limitations of special effects, casting, or budget. He was just thinking of these stories in a theoretical way. All he had to think about was the story. And I'm convinced that this is a big reason of why episode 4 was so great, and I'm sure it made writing the script for future episodes much easier. That put aside, this whole world of brainstorming also gave George Lucas a great foundation to continue the saga when episode 4 had tremendous success. The takeaway from this episode of Forceful Talks is not just to understand that Darth Vader was never intended to be the father of Luke Skywalker, but that George Lucas is an absolutely brilliant writer who puts much thought into every little line a character has, and also into how that line fits with fan expectations of the character. Star Wars characters are arguably predictable and surely relatable. We love Luke Skywalker because we see ourselves in him. We too have a thirst for adventure and dream of being a Jedi. Well, at least I do. And watching Star Wars is so fun. George Lucas, during the beginning thoughts about Star Wars, wanted to create a story for kids, something like Flash Gordon. He pictured a swashbuckling action-adventure movie with cowboys in space. And surely for me, the novelty of Star Wars lies in its ability to act as a holiday from thought, as Michael Kaminsky wrote in The Secret History of Star Wars. Kaminsky also recited a quote by Mark Hamill, which I find absolutely beautiful. He said, quote, "In the States, the film was like a hula hoop or a frisbee, a summertime fun thing. It coincided with people getting out of school, taking their holidays. They were ready to laugh and to be thrilled. Star Wars was a celebration." And that quote sums it up perfectly for me. Yes, I love learning, pondering, and talking about Star Wars, but the biggest thing for me is that watching the movie brings so much joy. Thanks again so much for listening. If you have any ideas of what I should talk about, or if you have any questions, please send me a direct message on Instagram to @ForcefulTalks, or you can email me at forcefultalks@gmail.com. Also, if you're into memes and you haven't yet, you should follow my Star Wars meme page on Instagram @ForcefulMemes. Thanks again for listening, and may the Force be with you.